Try that. There, that works better. Okay.
Wow, who was that stud?
Ryan's on the line.
Ryan's on the line, but my computer, my camera's not on the line, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So, good afternoon. What's on your mind this lovely August day?
Oh, a little bit of
I'm gonna try to log back in. I'm gonna stay on the phone call, audio wise. Let's see if I can get my camera going.
Hey, Tim and Barry on audio. I'm not pulling up video on Zoom.
My video, I'm not detecting a camera, but it might be because I did not allow the camera on my wife's computer when I logged in this morning. I don't know. All right, it doesn't really matter.
No, we've done years of audio.
Yeah.
Hey Ryan, I just shut mine down and then restarted it through the link and it popped right up. It was having trouble the first time, so maybe shut it down and then re-click the link and see if it pops up for you.
Whatever, I'm not that good looking. You guys don't need to see me. Doesn't matter.
You do have a face for radio.
Thank you.
That's very funny. I like that. You have a face for radio.
Rob, I'm a funny guy.
That's cute. I like that. I got to try that on my brother.
Yeah, sorry. I figured you would have heard that. That joke's so old that Columbus got his ass kicked for telling it to the Indians. So.
Oh, funny.
Well,
and Rob, you're not one to talk right now. All I see from you is a still photo of you cheesing at the beach.
Right. I'm in Nashville. I'm in Nashville now. I'm actually in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a picture in a minute. I'm doing some busy work here. I'm getting some crap done for you guys that I should have had done, which is simply getting some more paper available for notes. So, Brian, what's on your mind here?
I personally have been doing a lot of big picture thinking, you know, like I think we kind of touched on our last meeting, like the what are we doing this for? What's this all about? What are we working toward type stuff?
Yep.
And, you know, I haven't talked to Larry and Barry about this yet, but I actually had a call with Christine the other day and I kind of asked him like, hey, you know, what's your goal here? Like, what are you doing here? You know, do you want more responsibility? Do you want to make more money? Like, what, you know, are you happy where you're at? And I found out, which I really didn't even know this, just kind of bad on my part. But like Christine basically used to be like the operations manager for a small independent ranch where she was like the head manager's right hand and did everything for the manager. Like she was transitioning advisors and she was leading teams of CSAs. And I didn't know any of this about her. Like, felt like I said, I felt like a little bit of a schmuck, but she definitely has a desire to do more and to be more, I guess would be the best way to say it. And she's very interested in learning, you know, new additional skills and so forth and increasing her role and value to the team.
Yes. She's hungry. And she knows that more responsibility means more money, and she likes both of those.
Yeah, me too. So I was caught a little off guard, and I felt a little stupid for not knowing these things about my CSA. But, you know, if we had a situation where we continued to expand and we had the ability to, either roll up other advisors or get additional support for our team based on our own team's merits. I think she would very much embrace the role of kind of like team operations manager, and you know, kind of being a little bit more of an office manager role as opposed to just a CSA role, because a lot of her job could be done by someone without a lot of skill or experience. You know, a lot of what she has to do is menial stuff. And then, you know, I was also, and once again, Larry Barry and I haven't had a lot of time to catch up. I was in the Georgia Mountains all last week, and I just got back. Today's my first day back, so to speak. But, you know, I was trying to think about how team could add, you know, more value to the group. And we talked I was thinking maybe we put him in a role where he was kind of our business development accountability person, or, you know, like when we have stuff we need to do for you, he can follow up with us on it. He's not putting him in an enforcer role where he's not going to punish me or Barry or Larry or have to come down on any of us, but just quite honestly, more of a, you know, keeping us on task and making sure that, you know, those charts we were talking about, like the activity charts or some of those things, maybe have him in a role where he's following up with us on all these things that may slip through the cracks. And like I said, not enforcing us, but more of, I needed to find out if you done X, Y, and Z, and we say yes or no, and he says, okay, and, you know, we move on kind of thing. But, you know, kind of have him, and also we've had some different initiatives that we're working on in terms of internal marketing and marketing to other FAs and to trying to make our team more attractive to other FAs to link up with us and such. And I think that Tim has a mind for that. And I think that it would also help, because right now it's a very difficult environment to do a lot of external marketing through traditional means, so to speak. You know, it's very difficult for him to get to the, you know, leadership BOCA, or, you know, get out to the Rotary meetings or anything like that. You know, like that stuff's not really happening right now. So trying to think of a way to get him active and driving the business forward, but maybe a little bit more of an internal drive right now.
Okay. The last time, based on my notes, we talked about building a purpose, vision, and mission statement. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I went to the 10 value statements.
Right. So then you you came up with your values, right?
Yes.
And then now the question is, did we put them together to create a one values for the team that wouldn't be theoretically in conflict? So
We're supposed to just pick 10, but that was our homework, was to pick 10, and okay, we're going to reconvene on that.
Perfect. Let's do it then. Why don't we, Ryan, give me your 10.
One second. I'm just pulling up the email. All right, my 10 in rough order. I'll re-forward this to everybody, you know, right now, that way they can see it. But my 10 in rough order are integrity. I said this solves, I think this is one that solves for a lot of the other values kind of inherently. I think it's just a foundational thing. Growth, you know, I put here that it's our life work is to build our business, and we need to innovate and find new ways to improve. Respect. I think that, you know, if you don't respect your teammates, it leads to resentment and anger, and it'll kind of eat away at the foundations of our group. Authenticity is really high for me because I felt like we all need to be on our own path, so to speak. And let's just say that I wanted to grow the team by 500%, but maybe Larry doesn't want to be full throttle and grow the team by 500%. I think that we all need to be open and honest with each other about what it is that we really want out of our careers or want out of our time in the group, and, you know, focus on that. And if, you know, if Larry's idea is to make 300 grand and be left alone, then we should help him forge a path to do that. And maybe Tim would want to pick up more slack to make more money, or, you know, whatever the case is. Wealth, you know, it's, you know, our job's to make and keep our clients wealthy, and this makes us wealthy. I want to be financially comfortable. I want my wife to be able to stop working at some point in the future if she wants to, and not have us be in a situation where I can't afford to live my life. Balance, you know, we must have lives outside of work, and we must make time for family. We must have time for friends and fitness. That's something that's become a more vital thing to me during this break. Like, I really enjoy being able to, you know, go for a run in the morning. And, you know, like yesterday, Mary Beth and I went for a run at like 11, and, you know, just, you know, got out there and got to, you know, knock out 3 or 4 miles. And it's helped me mentally. Like, I'm down about 10 pounds in the last 2 months, and I'm trying to get that to be more, a bigger role in my life. Freedom. I think that, this gets a little different, but a lot of our problems, I think, stem from a lot of the restrictions our firm places on us. I think our team would be able to operate best if we had the ability to kind of determine what was best for our team. Just a situation like, you know, there's 3 or 4 advisors that would roll up to our group, and we could buy out their practices. But quite frankly, it would hurt, like, the way our company structure is, it would hurt us to do that. And they don't really have the incentive to do that because we can't customize an exit package for them and all that stuff. So I think that's something that is starting to become more and more of an issue for us. Knowledge. I think that we all need to strive to better ourselves with greater knowledge and to better serve and perform. Otherwise, we're just salespeople. Like, if we're not bringing people the knowledge, we're just pushing product. Responsibility to each other. When the team needs follow through on tasks the team depends on, you know, like, if you say you're going to do something, you know, like, it needs to happen. Or, you know, if we need to have, you know, our values done, we need to do our values, you know, that type of stuff. And then stability. I think that it kind of ties in with other things, but we should have our team structured in a way that with organizationally and compensation wise, that promotes harmony and allows us to fully focus on the team and the task at hand. When, you know, every team has conflicts over compensation or, you know, prestigious roles or whatever it is. And that just takes away from everyone, you know, moving forward. You know, it's kind of like the New England Patriots, like those guys on that team, like, you know, like they do their job, you know, like, and everyone fits in, and, you know, they take their stuff seriously, you know, like, Tom Brady has been a champion 6 times because, quite frankly, he's taken less pay than a lot of other premier quarterbacks have, and that's allowed the team to thrive and to, you know, afford those other key role players, you know, whereas if he took like a max contract every year, I don't think they'd be able to do it. I think that's kind of like the key to success there. And, like, you know, if you're fighting about all that stuff, that undermines stability. So I think that, you know, if we can keep things calm from that front, that would help a lot.
Okay. Let's Larry, what are your goals? And let's just, if you don't mind, just kind of go down the list and I appreciate all the details, but let's just stick with the values at this point for sake of time.
Okay. I started off integrity, knowledge, loyalty, leadership, friendship, fairness, honest, optimism, openness, and wisdom is how I structured my 10.
Okay, go ahead. Go through them again. Integrity.
Integrity. Do you want me to summarize it or no?
No.
Okay.
Integrity, knowledge.
Loyalty.
Loyalty.
Leadership. Friendship. Fairness. Honest. Optimism. Openness. And wisdom.
Okay. So what we're looking for is ones that are the same as Ryan's.
Okay.
So integrity, you both checked that box, right?
Correct.
Knowledge, he had knowledge actually. Okay. Loyalty, I think, is new.
Yeah, did not have loyalty.
Right. Okay. Okay. Leadership. I didn't see leadership on his.
No.
Okay.
Either did you see friendship?
No. Okay. Fairness. I heard fairness, though. Where would that be?
Did Ryan use fairness?
He didn't use the term, but he talked about it. Responsibility? I don't know. We'll just put fairness down.
Yeah, I think it goes in there with responsibility, stability, and authenticity and respect. Right. And I think there's a lot of these. I was like parsing, like, which one do I choose, you know?
Right. Optimism was new. Openness was new.
Wisdom, I think he had.
Yeah, he had that. No, I put that under knowledge, right? Or
yeah, I did not have both.
Yeah,
and I put honest down as well, which I think he has.
Integrity, growth, respect, authenticity, wealth, compatibility, balance, freedom, knowledge, responsibility, stability.
No. I have them both written out next to each other. The only ones we linked on were integrity and knowledge. But I think we have some of the similar
traits,
general ideas.
Right.
Yes.
You know, like Larry has loyalty, friendship, fairness, honest. And I have like authenticity,
right,
freedom, okay, responsibility, stability, you know.
Okay, Barry. Are you there? Barry?
Tim, are you on?
Tim? Who's next?
Somebody might have their phone on mute.
Barry?
Barry? He's there.
It shows that he's there.
I see him.
You can see his. I can't see his face, but
hold on. Barry's calling me. Hold on.
I got him. I mean, I see his face, but I'm not. He's not.
Barry, are you there?
Hey, connect me in. Tim and I were having problems because I was on conference with Tim.
Can you guys hear Barry?
What? Yes.
I can hear him now.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Barry. Values.
All right. Integrity, success, acceptance, creativity, educate, knowledge,
Okay, I just lost you.
I lost him too.
I got integrity, success, knowledge. What'd you hear? Larry?
That was it, and then muffle.
Okay. Communications, was that one? Oh, it's a joke. Barry? Barry's talking, I think.
Is he? Because he kicked Ryan out.
Hello? We cannot hear. We need a signal, like, you know, this was the signal when we needed fuel as a pilot, and you ran out and your radio ran dry. And you were needing fuel. That was, I gotta land, I need fuel.
So I'm back up. I don't know, Barry, are you on?
Barry's not on. Tim? Is Tim on?
Tim is on, yes.
All right, Tim, why don't you go ahead while Barry works on his communications?
All right, so from most important to least important is reputation, respect, integrity, and I kind of did mine as a bracket. So growth is the number four. And then responsibility, knowledge, and stability.
Responsibility, and knowledge.
And stability.
Stability.
And I rounded out my 10 with wealth, balance, and freedom.
Have you been talking to Ryan?
No.
That's right.
Well, I mean, yes. I talk to Ryan every day, all day. But no, I mean, right. I had a little bit of different thought process, but I know we're not getting into that yet.
Okay. Those are good. And we have some consistencies there, right? So we had another, we had respect, right? We had reputation was new.
Right.
So I added reputation just because, Rob, you probably know this from your time in the military. You know, it takes years or decades to build your reputation, but it only takes seconds or minutes or hours to ruin it. And so, you know, the foundation of a lot of things that I do is building up a bulletproof and solid reputation. And right. So I figured I'd add that one there.
It's good. Growth. We had growth. Where was growth? Growth. That was only the second growth, though, right?
I think it was the first growth.
No, Ryan's number two was growth.
Well, okay.
Okay. So, so we did reputation was the first one. So,
I think reputation and respect go hand in hand, but you know, reputation is what you build and respect is what you get out of it. So I think they're differently the same.
Right. But that would be a new one for us in terms of a value. Respect. Okay. Integrity. We had integrity. That's three times we've got integrity.
Okay.
Responsibility. Did we have responsibility? Yes. Number 10 was responsibility.
Yes.
Knowledge. We had another knowledge. So we've got knowledge three times. Stability. Stability. We had stability on number two, didn't we? No. Stability.
No,
stability was Ryan's last one. So that's another stability. Wealth. Wealth creation. That we had, again, that's two of those we've got. Balance. Ryan, I know, had balance. So that's two of those. And freedom. Freedom, Ryan had a freedom. That's why I was checking to see if you guys talked to each other. All right, now the tiebreaker is Barry. And we've got success. We've got integrity. We've got knowledge. So that was, that's all, that's one, two, three, right? Did you have knowledge down, Larry? Yes. So that's four of those under knowledge. Okay, so all four hit knowledge. And I would put all integrity was number one for really, it's really, I would say integrity, I'd say four get, because reputation and respect are really so close to integrity that they, we had another respect though. Okay, so that's two of those. Interesting.
Respect and loyalty are kind of similar too.
Yeah. Well, sort of. So we need the rest from Barry. And then we argue them out. Okay, so Barry, we can get, did Barry send a list to anybody?
No, or I don't have it.
I didn't send mine out either. I thought we were just going to do verbal on the call. Did you want me to nail it?
Well, my problem is I can't get Barry and I can't get his list. So I want to finish this if we can.
You can't hear Barry still? Let me call him again.
Yeah, I can't hear Barry anymore. Poor Barry. He's stuck in a time warp.
No, that's me. That's I struggle with this technology.
He's doing great. You got a great Zoom background. Look at you. You look terrific.
All right, everyone good?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, Barry, let's try again. I got to knowledge, number three. Now, do them slowly. Four was what?
Here, for me, let me reread it. It was integrity, success, acceptance, creativity, educate, knowledge, reputation, direction, performance, and family. And I actually copied Ryan. I added an 11th one because I saw what Ryan said was important about the freedom.
Okay, so I've got knowledge, acceptance, creativity. That would leave me number six as far as I could get. Six was
success.
Success, and then just keep going with me.
Yeah, so integrity, success, acceptance, creativity, educate, knowledge, reputation, direction, performance, family, and freedom.
Performance. And I got educate and but I missed number eight.
Direction.
Reputation.
Direction. And reputation. Okay. So somehow I have 12 in there, but that's okay. Okay, so integrity gets four check marks. Success. Success, we're going to...
The only ones we all had were integrity and knowledge.
Yeah, but you got them. You got the other. Respect is in there. We got three respects.
I only have two respects. I'm sorry. I only have one respect. Oh, I said respect.
You said respect, and Tim said respect. Respect was number two on Tim's list.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not hear Tim's list at all.
Okay.
Barry and I got kicked off the call for 5 minutes, and we didn't realize what was going on.
Success. Yeah, same here. I just emailed my list to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got success twice for Barry. I don't know why. That's okay. So integrity, knowledge, acceptance, creativity, success, education and knowledge, direction, performance, family, freedom, and reputation. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys can do this as well as I can, but I'm trying to gather up the ones that have the most consistency. So knowledge was in everybody's list. So knowledge has four. Integrity has four. Respect had three.
With three freedoms also.
And three freedoms. Three freedoms. Okay.
Barry and Tim had reputation. Tim and I both had wealth, balance, stability.
Wealth, and so did Tim. Tim had wealth. So does that make three?
No, just two.
Tim and you.
Right.
Anybody else have one that comes close to that?
Barry has success.
Success. So we're gonna give three to that one. Yeah, knowledge got a lot. Let's see, what else got more than one?
Reputation. Barry and Tim had reputation.
Yeah, we have two reputations. We have a bunch of respects. We only have one leadership, right? Loyalty.
Correct.
Balance. How many balances did we have? We had
two.
Two. Okay. Responsibility.
Balance and freedom might be a little overlapped there too, though.
No, I wouldn't.
What?
No. Freedom is different from balance. Balance is talking about the, the entire balance is, balancing out your work-life balance. And that's at least the way I interpret balance.
We had three freedoms.
Yeah, we got that. And we got two responsibilities at least. Do we have any more?
I'm surprised nobody put this on there. I probably should have, but accountability should be somewhere, but I didn't see it.
Loyalty?
Can I do it over again? I probably would have added accountability on mine.
A little. All right, so just from what we got, the most important value is integrity. The next one is respect. The next is success, wealth creation, then freedom. Sorry, knowledge and integrity both had 4. So you guys value knowledge a lot. You also value integrity. And the next is freedom, success, and respect. Then comes balance and responsibility. A responsibility could be accountability too. So that one,
yeah,
we could potentially give 3 to. So that's about it, guys, in terms of things that you have, that you value in common. Okay, so then what you do is you work out the others and try and think about, because, you know, one of the times I did this, one of the guys, his number one value was golf. Okay, so you can imagine
golf.
You can imagine as a teammate, you may have some issues with him. Here I am as a district director coming in, helping a manager work with the team to create their value and purpose. Just to demonstrate to him how to do it, I went through the exercise with him. One of these guys said golf was his number one value. This was in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'll never forget it. And so, therefore, I recognized quickly that that team had some serious issues, which I wasn't going to be able to deal with. But that's why this is a very important exercise for you to do together, because if somebody is a real outlier, then you got to deal with that, okay? But your values are, you know, your main values are very similar in terms of your life, your lives, and what's, you know, this is what you think's important, right? So
I imagine, though, that when you hear someone's explanation of some of these, that they're going to be interpreting it maybe differently. Because, like, when you ask someone, what does respect mean to you?
Yeah,
you know, like,
I wouldn't worry about that.
Or what
right the, yeah, don't worry about that. That's not important at this point versus trying to come up with a list of similar values that just kind of pop in your head. I mean, these are things that you think are important. What's interesting is that creativity, I mean, what's important is not only what you have in common, but what you didn't put down that are values that that somebody else may value very high. So just think about that, you know, I think we had one creativity. Yeah, one creativity, which was the 5th value for Barry. And so you value your brand higher than success. And I think that's important to recognize, that the brand comes before money, although money and success were important to everybody. Family, balance was in there, okay? But it was pretty far down the list. And family for Barry was 10th. Interesting.
I didn't put it necessarily in priority order, to be honest.
Okay. But
I can do it in email.
I mean, it's just things that kind of pop in your head. That's That can almost be better, right? Because then it says, okay. And balance wasn't in your list at all.
I had balance.
Right. But Barry didn't.
Either did I.
Tim had balance. And Larry?
I kind of look at the word direction correlating to sort of balance.
Well, you had friendship in there, but you didn't have balance or family. Interesting. Now, family isn't necessarily a value. What is a value is something that you would do to be a better family, a better dad, or a better husband, okay? That would be a value. Family is a institution. So just, but oftentimes we correlate family to a value of responsibility or helping, you know, having balance in your life or commitment or something, human development, you know, helping my children to be their best selves, which would be development. So there's no development in here, okay? Helping others, never, not in any of them, okay? There's no community outreach or sense of responsibility to develop or grow anybody else. So these are good. But know yourselves, right? Know thyself. You guys are pretty centrally focused. Now, maybe you thought that this was the exercise, that it was all about the team, but it should be about your life. Okay. So anyway, what you should do now, okay, is take these values, your top five values, which let's say our integrity, responsibility, success, knowledge, balance,
freedom,
responsibility, freedom, right, and freedom. And then build a purpose statement, a mutually beneficial purpose statement for the team. So the best way to do it is to, especially in COVID world, is to do it for each of yourselves separately. And if this exercise triggered something in your mind that you said, well, this is really important to me, and I didn't put it down because I didn't think of it, then go ahead and put that down and put that into your purpose statement. A purpose statement, remember, is designed to give you your team, in this case, universal purpose, okay? If your team didn't exist, what would be missing? Now, with Bernie Madoff's team in existence, they had real purpose, right? It wasn't a good purpose, but they had purpose and they did change the world. So when you say, well, we can't change the world, yes, you can. Okay. For good, though, hopefully, but not. So your team's purpose and how is that going to change the world? If you weren't here, what would be missing from the world? That's the key concept. All right. So we're out of time, but that is a good exercise. I think and there's no, look, guys, there's no right or wrong. I just want you to be aware of what you did, you know, spontaneously here. And it's good. I think you have a very good start on this. So each of you write out your purpose statements. If you want to, you can get together and see if you can create a team purpose statement that incorporates your values, your main team values, and that will be, you know, mutually acceptable to everybody. Or you can wait for me to do that and just do your own thing, and then we can put them together and next time.
What was yours, Rob? Was yours to
mine
start
was,
an unmapped force and to live an exceptional life?
My purpose is to release the human potential by choosing growth over fear, and by so doing, help others to do the same. Okay? Now, that is just me, right? There's nothing to do with wealth creation or anything like that. That's what gave me, think of what gives you joy. Okay? So what gives you joy? What makes you happy? What makes you feel good at the end of the day? And if somebody said this was his purpose, you know, or their team's purpose, they changed the world, you know. So it's kind of a high-level thing. Now, the mission statement's a little longer and a little more complicated, but the purpose statement should be, what would be missing from the world if they weren't here? Okay, kind of. If Rob wasn't here, there'd be a coach missing from the world because he really wanted to see everyone grow. And that you can tell by his purpose statement that that is true. Okay?
Okay.
It's a great exercise, guys, and you'll be very happy once you work with it for a while. It doesn't mean you'll be happy day one. You'll be happy over time with it. I mean, you use it. It should be just like one sentence, but it should incorporate. Doesn't have to. Remember, we're going to write a mission. We're going to write a mission statement, which will incorporate other values. So the purpose statement is what's missing from the world. The mission statement is, my mission statement was to boldly go, no person's gone before, and joyfully share the map. So that incorporated values of creativity and all that, okay? So different values were in my mission statement. And the mission statement was one that everybody could get behind. Whereas my purpose statement was kind of like for me, but it also incorporated my mission my purpose for the team. The team was to help everyone release their human potential. And I did it by doing it myself and then by setting a good example. So.
And is your goal for us to be able to drop this on clients and meetings?
Yeah, when you're introduced to somebody, I used to use it when I was introduced to a new office. You know, you get up and give your 5-minute introductory speech. So who is this guy and what does he stand for? Well, you can imagine if I stood up there and before you and said that, you'd be like, wow, who is this guy? The only thing we've ever heard about is profitability and all this other crap, right? He actually cares to help us and grow us and make us better as human beings. That's pretty shocking. Anyway, it was fun. And yes, you may not. Yeah, I think your mission statement, let's see what you come up with. But you want to have it as kind of your purpose statement should be something that is about you as a human being. Okay? And your team is your team as a corporate being. What's your purpose? Then your mission statement can be more of, you know, about what you do a little bit more. But I like to keep it at a fairly high level. So you're sort of above the average person when you're doing this. It's something that you may never achieve, but you're always striving to achieve.
Okay.
And people used to call me on this all the time, by the way. My daughter called me on it when I was retiring. And I got to go, we're overtime. But my daughter said to me, Dad, when I retired, she said, I hadn't written my book, and I really you know, I wasn't speaking. And she said, so Dad, how's your book coming? I said, it's coming. And she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm kind of enjoying retirement. And she said, it sounds to me like you're choosing fear over growth. Yeah. So it was always, I always articulated it, and then I was always accountable to it. And so it made me, and has made me a better person. So.
All right. We're just going to steal yours and switch to release the portfolio potential by choosing growth over fear and hoping others do the same. I think we're done.
There you go. Not bad. Okay. Thanks. All right. Good job. All right. Thanks, guys. Way to go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good one.